Well, we know it was let on last night at between 9:30, 10 o'clock that this wee Volvo Corsa was burnt out in the cemetery. More than that, we're not 100% exactly was the car parked on here or what, but I think it's absolutely disgraceful. I was contacted by a number of different people last night and they were all up in arms about having the audacity to come on this cemetery with the vandalism of this nature. This has never happened before. No, of a burning of anything in the cemetery. It's an area where people like to come to be along with their loved ones who have passed away. And over the last year, to be honest with you, there's been a number of vandal attacks, but nothing to this nature. I think this is absolutely disgraceful. And what I would do, I would appeal that anybody's any information in regards to who the culprits were, I would be asking them to hand that information to the PSNI immediately.
Earlier I spoke to a woman who didn't want to come on air, but she has a member of her family buried here just close to where the car was set on fire, and she's quite distressed this morning.
Oh, no doubt. You know, I think this is a very traumatic experience for most people. When I came down here this morning, I'm down around 8 o'clock this morning, there was a young girl, she was kneeling by the graveside. You're talking about 20 feet from where that car was. And obviously very distressed because it's a new grave, probably only buried, maybe her mother or whatever, in the last 3 or 4 months. But it's absolutely scandalous, and I think most people in the city, right-thinking people, will be up in arms at this kind of behaviour.
There's a number of, as I was saying earlier, young children buried here as well.
That's how, you know what I think, when you take that into perspective, you know, it sends out a clear signal. You know, this is terrible, absolutely. These people need to be, give themselves a shake and catch themselves on. What do they get? They get a couple of minutes of fun, as they would call it, and they leave the rest of the city traumatised. But definitely, I think anybody with any information needs to get that information to the PSNA immediately.
Should there be more security here at the cemetery, or what do you think needs to be done next?
Well, to be honest with you, you know, at times it's ramped up and down at certain times, and normally in the summer you might have a problem with young ones coming in and out of the cemetery. They're using the water taps, they fill balloons and they're throwing them at cars. They had the community safety wardens come in, they were sort of dealing with that because they were young enough children. But we've never had anything of this nature, we're burning of cars. We have had graves damaged as well in the past. But with, again, security, I would say Derry City Council is going to have to look at that very, very seriously.
What's your message to the person or people behind this?
Well, the message is very, very clear. This city is absolutely disgusted. They woke up this morning to this news on the radio and they're absolutely disgusted at it and would be appealing to them. You know, it serves no purpose, absolutely none whatsoever. All it does is distress people. As you say earlier, there's young children lying buried in the cemetery, and this has added more stress to these people. I think it's time these people moved on, absolutely.
The cleanup operation is underway just as we speak. The car has been towed away, but they're hosing down the ground now because there's a lot of scorch marks and damage on the ground.
I was speaking to those men there, look at it, they're doing the cleanup and they want to get this done ASAP because there's another funeral coming in here this morning. So I would say another half hour or so, you'll never know that this was a scene of a car fire, but it's not the point. I think we go back to the basics again of, you know, this is a sacred area. People come here, people have their loved ones buried here, and they come and it gives them a bit of strength and solace, and they just do not need that type of carry on.